Welcome to Movie Dudes, episode 118. I am Jeff, joined as always by Chris.
Hey, that's me.
And since we have a new Alien movie coming out this month in just a couple of weeks, we decided to dig back through the whole franchise, watch all the main ones, and you know, take another look at them as we head towards this new one. So for this week, we both watched the original Alien and its sequel, Aliens. And I don't even know where to begin with these two. But I feel like I've talked about them a bunch of times. I've seen them a bunch of times. You know, I guess we could start with, like, there's a general consensus around these movies, which is that, like, the original Alien is more of a horror movie, and Aliens is more of an action movie. I think most fans are kind of in agreement on that.
Yeah.
But why don't we dig into the first one first? I don't know where to start. So why don't you start us off with Alien?
Yeah, so I mean, we've both seen these movies multiple times.
Yeah.
Jumping back into Alien, I ended up watching the alternate cuts.
I saw it, which is funny because I decided going into this, I'm watching theatrical brawl.
Theatrical cuts.
Yeah.
There's basically they're the same story. Like director's cut of Alien, which Ridley Scott did, it takes off about a minute of the runtime, and it changes a few things that adjust a little bit of the story, but it's pretty much the same thing across the board. I love that movie opens up and there's nothing said for like 6.5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like they are just like one, it just kind of like pans like through the ship. And the computer screen pops on and it just lights up. And
yeah, it's like the whole ship is like kind of slowly waking up, you know?
Yeah.
That is cool. And it's also like a pacing, and I think we're going to probably talk about this a little bit throughout these movies, that like you don't get anymore. Like this movie's slow to start off.
Oh, yeah.
Even just getting to like the opening credits, is like it really takes its time. And like you said, there's like, you said, what, 6 minutes before there's any sort of dialogue?
Any dialogue at all, yeah.
Yeah.
I really like the pace of it though, because it sets up this like weird mysterious thing, like what's going on. Even now, like knowing where it's going, like it still felt good. Like it was, this is a great setup to it. Some wonderful visuals as it moves through. Like the film just has such an iconic look that it still works, kind of still really works today. This and Star Wars, I think, just like the looks of these films are kind of what sci-fi is for me. So
yeah, and it's aged well, I think, like for the most part. Like obviously all like their future tech looks like retro future tech now, but it's like awesome. Like that is like, I love all like the crazy looking computers and shit and like how they imagined the future would look. It's just a cool aesthetic now, where like back when it first came out, it probably did look futuristic, like for real.
Right. And there are still things about it that do kind of look futuristic, like the cryopods, there's things that obviously don't age well, like Mother being like an Apple IIe type screen, like just screen,
well, that
just
like
text on the screen. And
that one like computer room is like crazy fucking, it's like a little circle.
Yeah.
Just fucking lights everywhere.
Yeah. Like it's like this supercomputer on this like super small monitor. And I mean, that's how computers were at that time, really. Like if you wanted a super powerful computer, like they took up rooms and rooms at the time. Yeah. And I mean, I don't even think in 79 really like personal computers had really kind of, I don't remember getting. I got a Commodore 64. My family did when I was like maybe 6 or 7. So it was like the mid 80s at that point. And that was like holy shit, this thing is fucking amazing.
Yeah, I don't think the PC was like, it may have existed in 79. I don't know. I don't think that it really hit until mid 80s. I don't know. I mean, obviously, we were both very young at this point. Yeah. But
like, I mean, at the time, I remember my dad was still working on like a typewriter at work. Like,
yeah.
Like, they had word processors. Yeah, it looks amazing, and I just, when they go down to the planet, and there are some things that are really like, and I think you saw me kind of like live, it was like live tweeting and posting on Facebook at the same time. It's like, there are things about it that are like really goofy. Like, they go down, they explore the engineer's ship, and they realize something bad kind of went down here. Lambert, she kind of goes, let's get the hell out of here. And instead, Kane is like, hey, there's a hole over here. And it's like a hole, and like, we know what it is now, like, having seen the movies, it's the hole, like, caused by alien blood, by acid. And like, let's crawl down this dark, dim hole. What are you doing, dude? This all could have been, you all could have lived. Everyone could have been fine, gone home. But you fucked it up for everyone.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you had to do it. Otherwise, we don't have
anything. Right, right. But it's just, it's so funny. Like, just like, and there's, it happens like a bunch of times. And I mean, that's obviously a horror trope, but.
Yeah, we are in classic horror movie logic times at this point. Yeah. Like, and in fact, at this time, this was like an update to the horror movie formula.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? I can't think of any horror movies that, I don't know what the budget was for this, but it had to be somewhat significant. I don't know. It was like a level of class and budget and stuff that like, I can't recall in any horror movies that are before Alien, honestly.
IMDb has it listed as an estimated $11 million, which at the time was massive. That was a massive budget.
Yeah. And this is just, it's taking like an old kind of haunted house type horror movie and just setting it in space. It's like, it's kind of a pioneer in many ways in the genre. Definitely paved the way forward for a whole bunch of other stuff.
And they do a great job with the monster too, like with the alien.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not on screen for a whole lot in this film.
Barely at all, but it's terrifying.
Yeah. And like, what, when it is, it's like actually done really well, and there's only like a couple scenes where you get the full body though, and that's where it's like, oh yeah, that is a guy in a rubber suit.
There's one part where I can't remember exactly what part it is, but I think I want to say they show up from like the torso up, and he's got like his hands up and he's kind of like walking across the room. It looked like awkward. It looked like he was like gliding or something, or doing some weird dance or whatever. It just looked awkward. Like, it was one of the few things that stuck out to me this time that like I hadn't noticed before. I was just like, that looks a little weird. But I mean, yeah, I would say like total runtime that you see this creature on the screen is what, like maybe 5 minutes total, if that.
Yeah, it's not long at all.
Which is great, because, you know, this first one, I'd say more than any of them, is it's a scary, like, it's a horror movie. It's pure horror. They use that, you know, they don't overshow them, and, you know, maybe if they did, like you said, the illusion starts to fall apart. Because it wasn't really a guy in a suit.
Yeah, well, it was a guy in a suit.
It looked great for the most part, and you're only getting glimpses, and, like, I can never go back to the first time of seeing this thing. Because it's crazy, and like, think of how aliens look at typically in movies. They're like little gray men,
right? This is a
completely
terrifying creature. Yeah,
completely original design. And I mean, I'm sure the first time I saw it, I was just blown away by that. And I'm still to this day, I'm like, the artistry on, like, actually the artistry, not just him, but the ship itself, the planet they land on, like, just the look of it all is awesome.
Yeah, like, what, when they're going through the, like, the engineer ship, and you see like the walls are kind of like rib caged almost.
Yes. Yes.
It's just like, I think it's H.R. Giger that did a lot of the kind of like concept art for it, and his shit is creepy. Like, it is a wonderful design. Yeah, there was a guy in the suit. I'm gonna totally butcher his name here. Balaji Badejo. It was the only film that IMDb has as his under his filmography. He played the alien in Alien. But
We see has that to his name.
it's also like super progressive, actually, like more progressive than some films today. Like, I mean, Sigourney Weaver was the main, really the main star of the film. Even though you had, the film kind of like went on the back of Tom Skerritt and John Hurt, and but like she was the star, like she was the hero of the movie, and like Veronica Cartwright is really great in it, and Veronica Cartwright, Sigourney Weaver, and Yaphet Kotto, who Parker, the one black guy on the ship, they're the last three that survive.
And Ripley is an early example of a strong, female badass. There's no taking her away from her. She's a badass, not just in handling the alien, but the way she'll talk to other people. She's not,
She is from the beginning, yeah.
she's not there to take orders. She'll tell you what she thinks, and she'll tell you you're an idiot. And
And having not didn't I didn't watch the theatrical cut, so I don't remember if this was in there or not, but does she confront Dallas about the quarantine in the one you watched? Like, she shuts the door on him.
Trying to think. I think so. Yeah, I think that's
Yeah,
in there. Yeah.
it's just like there because there's like this great callback to it, because like she shuts the door to talk to him, and then Ash does it to her as she realizes, like, after she talks to Mother, and Mother's like, that's where the line "crew expendable" comes from, and she's trying to get out, and Ash is shutting the door on her. It's just like there's a great callback there with that, but yeah, she's a badass from the beginning. She stands up to her captain and is like, "Hey, like, you fucked up here. Like, what were you thinking?" It's so good.
She really starts to take charge as it goes along, and she does that again in Aliens, which we'll get to. I don't know. I don't know what else we have to touch on with this. It's The alien gets on board. First he gets put inside the dude, bursts out of his
That scene is
chest.
still really great.
He magically grows 100 times within an hour, and then starts really fucking shit up, picking them off one by one. I don't know, I do after. I mean, I've seen this a lot of times, so I did find the pacing it's a little slow to start. But I think if it was my first time watching it, I would probably be okay with how it moves.
Sure.
Because once it does get going, it's very entertaining.
Yeah, once Kane gets the face hugger on him, like, things kind of don't slow down from that point forward. That's like an hour into the movie, but maybe a
Yeah, but
little bit less
then
than that. But yeah, it's pretty fast paced from there on out.
and it's very exciting, I'd say, in the last 20 minutes or so, when it's down to her, she's figuring out how to take him on one by one, or one on one. I don't know. I think visually it holds up fine. I do think that the audio, maybe it's just my audio setup here. I think the voices, the dialogue is a little quiet.
Was it low? I like turn my TV like all the way up, because I find sometimes like watching stuff on Blu-ray or like the audio mixing on some disc is just shit and you can't hear dialogue, so.
I don't want to just blame it on the format, although I do have problems with Blu-rays a lot with that. But I think a lot of older movies, sometimes the voices sound quiet to me, like the audio was not captured as well, or
Right, which is probably very likely.
I do think, well, I guess this is a criticism I'll save for Aliens, and I'll contrast it with this. I don't know. It's my favorite in the franchise because it is pure horror. I think it's a good thing that you don't see in the Alien a ton. And I just kind of love like the last half hour or so of it. You know, this is obviously a classic, but then so is the second one.
Yeah. I would say these are the two best. Bad thing is like we started off with the two best in the franchise.
Yeah,
they were one and two. So,
I actually did run a Twitter poll asking people which one they thought was the best. I should have had it pulled up before, but hold on here. All right, so obviously this is not scientific or anything. It's just my Twitter. So
right.
Got a small amount of votes, but it got 20 votes. And I just asked best Alien film. The winner was Alien with 50%. So 10 people voted for Alien. Runner-up was Aliens with 40%. So 9 people did that one. Alien 3, 0%. Nobody voted for that. And then one person thought they were funny and voted for Alien Resurrection, getting 10%.
Yes, somebody definitely thought they were funny.
No, because you know what? Someone did tell me that they're like, oh, I didn't know you were going to use that for your show. Otherwise, I wouldn't fucking voted for Alien Resurrection. So, like, it was not a serious vote, but I have not rewatched them all yet, but that's kind of how I would rank them. I think Alien 3 is bottom. We'll see how I feel about it come next week. But anyways, so for Alien itself, let's give a rating, man.
It's still 5 stars for me.
It's a 5 for me as well.
Yeah.
This is a classic horror movie. If you haven't seen this, like, I'd say if you're like horror or sci-fi fan and you haven't seen this, it's a must.
Yeah, well,
and you
won't regret it. One, like, how do you call yourself a horror or sci-fi fan? I don't think that you have to hand your card in to us because you done fucked up.
People surprise you sometimes. Like Aaron, our friend Aaron, told me this during the last week that he's never seen Rocky, and I'm like, the original Rocky? He's like, yeah.
And he really likes movies.
I just don't know how. I don't understand how you grew up in the 80s. Or even the early 90s. He's a couple years younger than us, but not by much. And just somehow you just missed that.
And somebody like him who, like, he does like movies. So, like, yeah, that's a weird one to have kind of, like, skipped over. Like, I've tried, like, even, like, I'm not a huge mob guy, but I've, like, I went out of my way to watch The Godfather because it's such a classic film.
Yeah.
Like, you have to see it.
So, yeah, I mean, but yeah, if you are a horror sci-fi fan, you've probably seen this. If you haven't seen it, you should see it. But
please,
we'll leave
please,
it at that.
Please watch it.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think too. Like,
sure. All right, now we're gonna go into the sequel, Aliens. This came out
7 years later. 7 years later, 86, yes.
And is directed by James Cameron this time, whose
yes.
career had just it was taking off at this point. He had done The Terminator a couple years earlier. Now he's doing Aliens. He would go on to do even bigger and better things. I think one of the best directors of our time, honestly, despite the fact that I hate Avatar. Have you seen Avatar? I'm sure you've seen Avatar.
Yeah, I haven't seen it recently. I liked it at the time, but
yeah,
I haven't gone back to rewatch it.
Well, I hated it at the time, and I also have not gone back to rewatch it. But, I mean, other than that, like, he's got an amazing track record.
Yeah.
He's made some of my favorite movies ever. And so he got put onto this franchise to do the sequel. And the sequel is kind of similar. No, I wouldn't say that. It's everything's bigger, better, more, you know. You have... picks up with Sigourney Weaver getting picked up by a ship. I want to say it was like 57 years after.
57, yeah.
She escaped in the first one. They wake her up. She gets sent back to that planet because the company decided to colonize it. And then they lost contact with the colony, so they're sending in colonial marines, and they want her along as like an advisor in case, you know, there are these aliens there. And yeah, so that's a sequel. Although this one is, you know, instead of one alien, you get hundreds of
It's
them. Yeah.
multiple aliens, as the title implies.
Well, it takes some time. Like, I
It
timed
does.
it. Because people will be like, well, this one is, you know, way better because it has more action and it's more of an action movie, blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
I just,
it's
I.
definitely like a slower pace to get to that action. It actually
Yeah.
paced pretty much the same way, actually.
It's paced the same way, but its running time is bloated. Like, it's the theatrical version is 2 hours, 34 minutes, and it takes
No,
exactly 1 hour.
the theatrical is 217.
Is it?
Yeah, and
Okay, yeah, I'm
the
sorry.
special
My
edition
bad.
is 234. But
And
yeah,
I, you know, now
your
that you say
version.
that,
Go ahead,
the
Jeff.
version I watched was 2 7. My version was 217. You're right, because I remember looking at the running time and it said 234, and then I remember my version when it finished it was 217. Either way, it's long.
Well,
And
I also, you watched it the day before I did and had tweeted out that it was like, took like an hour. What was it, an hour and some seconds?
it's about 1 hour 32 seconds before any sort of action
Yeah.
happens.
And
So
for me, it's about 10 minutes past that.
really,
Because I
yeah,
watched
because
the
they do
special
more
edition.
stuff early on. Yeah. I while number one, like the original is my favorite, there's a lot to love about this one. And I think for me personally, the biggest thing is the characters have more personality.
Oh yeah, for
It's just
sure.
they're more fun to hang around with, you know. So despite the fact that it's long and it's very slow build up, it can be kind of boring at parts. I think they stretch certain scenes too long. Despite all that, like it kind of eases that running time with I'm having fun hanging out with these people, especially the Colonial Marines. Like you know, Bill Paxton, young Bill Paxton, just being a total kind of dumbass. Well, he's kind of like this guy that like talks real tough until shit starts at the fan,
Until
and he turns
shit's,
does a
yeah,
180. Yeah,
exactly.
it just the fun little quips between all the Colonial Marines, like when he says to Vasquez, like, "You ever been mistaken as for a man?" She's like, "No, have you?"
Like they have a great rapport with everybody. Like they all
Yeah.
kind of like have this great banter back and forth, and that comes from Cameron kind of sh basing the Marines off of like Vietnam. Like he had set this to make kind of like a Vietnam movie, but in space.
That's cool. And yeah, like it is, you know, you can tell it's a bigger budget. The special effects have advanced. I mean, the fact that like you do get to see more of the alien and also many of them. Like it's just honestly though, like for a sequel, like they did the best thing you could possibly do. Like where he's like, I'm gonna be stay true to what this is. But we're gonna do a different kind of movie. Like we're gonna do more of an action movie here.
Right, I think if he
And
had tried to make a horror film at like a make a sequel that's a horror film, I don't think it works, right? Like,
would just be a repeat, you know? Then this is like the best possible way you could do a sequel where you're like, I'm gonna take it to like this adjacent genre, you know, kind of one step over. You know, they'll still be scary and it'll still be like thrills, but like, you know, I want to make a really good, like you said, like basically a Vietnam flick, like an action flick in space. And like, dude, he fucking nailed it. Like, this guy was on top of his game in the mid-80s. Like, holy shit. You know, you just have like shit, like a fucking, like one, I forgot whatever their like chopper is, like what that vehicle's called, but you know, he's blowing it up and flying it right towards our characters. Like,
Oh, the drop ship that comes in.
just like they think they're saved. The thing blows up, comes flying right towards them. The fucking
So
cool
like
little like,
an alien had jumped on board, and oh, that's such a great scene too.
Absolutely, that was fucking awesome. And just like the with the tank or whatever it is that they're driving around in on the planet. I don't know what that's called, but I think it looks badass. And just like the camera angles he gets on it as they're driving it around. Like this just feels like the original. It's well done for sure, and we're both said it's 5 stars. But like this feels almost more accomplished, like just in even more competent hands.
When and he had the like he blew everything out, right? Like so Alien, like they do go off the ship, they go into the engineer ship and there's some great vistas there. But for the most part, it's condensed to the Nostromo and really only like a lot of it is done in corridors and hallways. I mean, there's like a couple scenes like where they're in like the cargo hold and stuff like that, but a lot of it is in like these tight enclosed spaces, whereas this still tight and enclosed, but they blow it out to like such a bigger degree and explore many different environments of that area that and like they're very distinctly like, oh shit, like all right, we're set up here and that's where they find Newt and then the team goes in over here and they're by like where the reactors are and the boilers are and they just move around like there's so many different environments that are done really, really well.
I mean, I think they did an incredible job with this sequel. I could see why, for a lot of people, it's their favorite. It's not for me, but like just those two together, like watching the original and then watching this, it's an excellent, two movie pairing there.
And I mean, this is for me, it's my favorite of the series.
Totally understand.
But like, and some of that though is like there. So in Alien, Alien is really structured like a slasher film, right? Like basically, like you could drop in Jason or Freddy, like they could all play the alien in that position. Here though, it's not so much that the aliens are the antagonist. It's really like, I mean, they are. They're what we're fighting against, but the entire time, Burke is scheming behind their back, and he's really this like slimy asshole that is like has his fingers on everything, and he's trying to basically like he wants this thing to bring it back to Earth and fuck everybody over, and
And the way Paul Reiser plays it, it's perfect. He's a perfect fucking like slimy little shit. Where you're like probably the first time you're even seeing it when he's telling her, she asks like she only agrees to go to the mission if they're going to destroy it. And he's like, yeah, sure, absolutely. And you're just like I guess like you liar, you lying son of a bitch. And even when they kind of catch him up in his lie, he's trying to talk his way out of it and shit. He's perfect like. Company, yes, man. Like he played it so well, like such great like villain kind
Yeah, he's fantastic villain. I like the bond that Ripley has with Newt. And as you said, like the Marines themselves have such character. Like Lieutenant Gorman, who's in charge of the operation, he's an incompetent idiot, and and Ripley has to basically just she like pries like control of it away from her and away from him, and there's a great line where Hicks is like Hudson's going nuts, he's fucking flipping out, and Hicks just goes like, or Ripley says like, she's this little girl has survived here. Like you guys are fucking Marines. And he just turns and goes like, why don't you let her be in charge then?
Hudson in particular, I think they gave every good line to him. Like
Yeah, he
either
has a
that or
bunch of
he
great,
sells it.
or he's the foil for it. Yeah.
Just I love like I think my favorite one was hey you might not be keeping up on current events, but we just got our asses kicked,
Yeah.
pal. Like just like the way he delivers it too is fucking great. There's not a whole lot I could say bad about this. It's just honestly, if it was like more horror somehow, but that's not what it should be. And it's not what it is. Like it is exactly what it should be. I just think I'm more drawn to the first one for the
Sure.
horror.
I could see that. And I think they're both great films in their genre, like master classes at what they set out to do, so
But there, I mean, there is. For me, the biggest thing that makes this one better is the personality of the characters. Like the first one, I couldn't get a read on a lot of people that much. It's or maybe it was just too few details. Like you don't know a lot about Tom Skerritt's character in it, really. Like,
No, you know he's the captain.
yeah.
You don't really know who Dallas or Kane are. You know Ash is the science guy, but there's not a lot of information out of that. And the most you get is out of Ripley. But
And you
even
get the disgruntled workers, like
yeah, like they
they have a
want
little,
more of a share. Yeah.
yeah, that's about it. Like, yeah, so like this one is like these people are just so fun to hang out with, and then you're just having a blast too once it gets going and shit starts blowing up. And I also really love how they use, because I don't recall this being in the first one, the like radar device on their guns or whatever. Like they use that to great effect in this movie.
So like that with the kind of like semicircles and the dots coming in, they do have something like that in the first one, but it's like this weird big rigged together thing that I think Ash put together.
Oh yeah.
And you never see the screen, like they're just kind of like waving it around and pointing at places. So but yeah, that the guns, like everything. Cameron did such a great job here. And a lot of this is still like it's kind of also iconic sci-fi, just like in a different way. Like
Yeah.
Space Marines are ripped off and so many things like this. This is really like where kind of like Halo pulls from. It's where like StarCraft pulls from, like Warhammer 40K. Like a lot of this stuff like pulls directly from Aliens.
That's true.
Yeah, so it's so great.
And honestly, this one I think has aged less than the original. Like this one still looks great all around. Like all the special effects I think hold up great. Like the first Alien, like there's a part at the end where she blows up their ship. Looks a little phony now, but like everything in here kind of held up to me, where I was like, this looks as good as shit. This looks better than some shit that comes out now because it's not fucking fake,
Yeah, like
you know?
they do, like they built the fucking Alien Queen. Like
Yeah.
it took 17 puppeteers to like move her around. So like that was like you were seeing, like what you were seeing was fucking masterfully crafted. And like today we would just get like a CGI monster, which I mean
Yep.
sometimes they look fucking amazing, but in this case like when Ripley's in that rig at the end fighting the queen, like there's no computer shit involved there. Like
Yeah.
she's literally face to face with this monster.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what else to say. I one thing I will mention, I did not totally love Newt. Like I think she wasn't a great actress, but
I don't think she ever really acted again after this, so.
like that's common with kid actors, especially going back further in time. Like now, so now it's you expect them to be a little bit better, I
Yeah.
think. But back in the day, like usually kid actors were not the best, so I guess I could let that slide. It's not a big deal.
She does have a great scream, though.
Yeah.
That scream is like ah! And there's the scene where it's basically where she falls down the shaft. I was like reading up
Yeah.
on some of the I was reading up on some like trivia and stuff on the film, and when she falls down the shaft and Ripley and Hicks can't get to her, that was like a real three-story slide. Like it was like the and she kept fucking up her lines during when they were shooting that scene to the point because she just wanted to keep going down the slide, and James Cameron evidently like he told her is like if you we need to get this done, and if you can get it right, you could play on this the rest of the day. Like, I need to finish this, and then you can do whatever you want with the slide. So, like, then she hit it the next time, and then he like let her just play on that slide for the rest of the day. So,
All
Was
right.
it?
Well,
Yeah.
I don't know if you have anything more you wanted to add.
No,
It's a five for me.
yeah, it's a five for me too. I think it's another one just like Alien. Like, if you are a sci-fi fan, this should be. If you have not seen it, like, you need to see it. Go out, watch it now. Like, it should
Yeah.
actually be in your collection, but
Yeah. Lucky
if
that's a
it's
great
not,
thing.
you find a way to watch it.
When you brought up the idea of doing these reviews, I'm like, fuck yeah, I got these movies, you know? They're in my collection.
Yeah.
So,
Like the only one I think I'm gonna have to like chase down is Prometheus, so.
yeah. Unfortunately, it's not free anywhere, but oh well. I like that movie enough that I won't mind paying to see again. I guess for next week we'll try to do Alien 3 and Alien Resurrection.
Sure.
And that's going to be more interesting because I've only seen both of those movies once.
Okay.
So I'm not going to have the complaint I had this week where I'm like, yeah, I've kind of seen these so many times. I don't know what else
Oh,
to
see,
say.
yeah, so you're actually going in like maybe with like a fresh perspective almost, like, and you've seen them, but they're not
Almost,
like
yeah.
embedded in your head to the point where like Alien
Not
and
at all.
Aliens are. Alien 3 I've seen a lot. Alien Resurrection, not as much. I've seen it
I
multiple
will say,
times, but
I saw them when I picked up the Blu-ray set for these movies. So it wasn't that long ago, maybe 5 years ago, something like that. So yeah, it's not been forever since I've seen them or anything like that, but I also don't really remember them that well. I will say I do remember not liking Alien 3 at all. I do
Okay.
remember actually liking Alien Resurrection, which I don't think anybody does. So we'll see how those opinions
I
hold
like
up.
it.
Yeah. I remember really
It's
enjoying it.
that I mean we'll definitely talk about it next week, but
Yeah.
I kind of like all the movies in the series, so
Well, holy crap, we're already out of time.
do you want to, I don't know. You said you had a you'd seen a couple movies, right? Do we want to talk on
Yeah.
them
I would actually like to talk about one of them real quick for
or?
sure.
Okay.
And that is the one I watched today. It's Ben Affleck's latest film, Live by Night.
Right.
So we apparently if I recall correctly, it bombed at the box office.
Yes.
It got fucking panned by critics. It sits at 34% on Rotten Tomatoes. And so I was not super looking forward to it. But then again, I was like, I don't know. I like everything else he's directed, and I like anything I've seen that's been based on a Dennis Lehane book. And lo and behold, I thought this movie was fucking badass, dude. Like, I don't know what people like. I mean, I could totally understand people not loving it. It having like a 60 to 70% in the Rotten Tomato range. I do not understand 34%.
Huh.
Like, if you like gangster flicks, this thing is a good one of them. It's not the best one I've ever seen. It's not fucking Goodfellas. But it's not shit either. It's not Black Mass. Like, and that, so like, after I watched it, I looked up Black Mass's Rotten Tomatoes. It's in the 60 something percentile
So people
on Rotten
liked
Tomatoes. And I'm
Black
like,
Mass more than this.
more
That's
than
what.
this. And I thought Black Mass fucking sucked. Whereas this movie was like, I liked it, dude. Like if you're into that genre, like it gives you like the violence, it hits kind of all the beats. It's well made. I don't understand. So anyway, I mean, it was this gangster flick that takes place in the Prohibition era. Ben Affleck is like a World War I vet. Disillusioned after the war, and he's like, I'm not following society's rules anymore because society. He comes back and he's just like, fuck it, I'm gonna do what I want. And he's like a bank robber, he's like a solo
Okay.
bank robber. And he eventually gets kind of scooped up by the Italian mob, even though he's Irish. He starts to work for them, even though he doesn't want to be a gangster because. He wants to seek revenge on the Irish mob for something that they did to him. At least that's what initially it starts off as. This is where I can see people starting to complain because then it becomes about something else. Then it becomes about something else as like time goes on, and then you almost forget. Like it started off with him wanting to get revenge against the Irish mob, and that doesn't really happen. Well, I don't want to spoil things, but it's like I'm not saying that it doesn't happen. I'm saying that the movie seems to forget that that's what it was about.
Okay, so it like moves on and he's kind of moved on with his
Like
life.
he kind of just gets sucked up into it and gets into the gangster lifestyle, and he gets sent down to Miami to start, doing the alcohol business there, as well as like dope and gambling, running things down there. It does feel like, in a way, almost like these vignettes strung together almost, because like I said, it's you're just like, all right, it's about revenge, and now it's about like this, and then like this angle gets dropped and that angle gets dropped, but then down to certain things at the end and kind of I thought it was fun, dude. Like it's got a lot of kills in it. It's got some big like action scenes, and you have Ben Affleck and like people in this thing, Zoe Saldana. Trying to remember who else. You'll recognize.
Elle Fanning's in it.
Yeah, Al Fanning is in it.
Sienna Miller. I thought the cast looked great. When it came out and critics kind of were like, "Oh, this is shit," I was like, "Oh, well, I'll just pass on that one."
Me
But
too.
I might give it a go now.
Dude, like I know you're not as into gangster movies as me, but like it's a fun time, dude. I'm like almost guaranteeing that you'll at least enjoy it. Like you'll probably end up giving it at least a three. If
Okay.
not, oh well. But like
Right.
I couldn't believe watching it that critics thought this was like shit. I was like, really? This is shit? But some of the stuff that gets rated high by critics, like I just baffled. Like I thought it was a very fun movie. Not 100% perfect, like I said. It does have that kind of flaw where it seems like forget what it's about as it goes along. Like at least that's how I felt for a lot of it. I'm like, all right, so we're just going from one thing to another, but then it does circle back, thankfully. So like, and I'm like, oh, it does remember what it was about. I do think it's also a problem that like Ben Affleck is not a super likable character in it. Like he's kind of an asshole, but then like. Compared to a lot of the other people in the movie, he's not as much of an asshole as the other people. So you kind of, I mean, dude, there's parts where he gets to like blow away the Ku Klux Klan. Like, that's fucking fun. I'm sorry. It's like shooting
Yeah.
Nazis. Like, hell yeah, dude. He's into
Shooting
it.
Nazis is always fun.
He gets into it in the 1920s South with the Ku Klux Klan. And he starts blowing them a fucking away. Like, hell yeah, it's fucking fun. How can you not like that? Meant to be, man. I'm giving it 4 stars.
Right. I'm interested in that now, so might give it a go.
Yeah, you should definitely. Yeah,
All right.
I saw Monster Calls, but we can hold that for next week. Wasn't amazing. Just put it that way.
Okay. And yeah, I saw a pair of
Okay.
horror films.
What else? Did you see anything else this week?
I saw a pair of horror films. We don't really need to talk about them though. They're okay. Actually, let me
Yeah.
briefly talk about Cold Prey, which is it's a Norwegian film from about 10 years ago. It ended up on a list of like underrated horror films that like everyone should see. That like one of those like you get them on Facebook every once in a while.
Yes.
It's an okay slasher film. It is obviously originally done in Norwegian though, and the dubbing is terrible. So yeah, that's all. Like it's not a bad slasher film. It's actually pretty decent. It takes place in like an abandoned hotel after one of their friends breaks their leg snowboarding, which you can just do, I guess, in Norway because they have lots of mountains and shit that you could just drive to climb up. But yeah, there's a sequel to it that I've read on some horror sites is also really good. And it's been compared to Halloween 2. So I might check that out, but
Yeah.
yeah, like, I've been enjoying kind of like chasing down some of these like more obscure horror films recently and giving some of them a go, because most of the modern stuff coming out here, we haven't really got, like, outside of like Get Out, I don't think we've really gotten a great ton of horror recently, so.
Yeah, I would agree. Also, you saying that like reminded me of a thing I wanted to do for Halloween last year, but we never got around to it.
Okay.
I don't know if you would be interested in doing it this year, where each week we review like a deep cut, like just some fucking horror movie that like back from the 80s, but it can't be Friday the 13th or one of the ones that everyone knows, right?
Sure.
Like I don't know if you'd be interested in that, but I think that'd be kind of a fun thing to do, like just dig up some old ass horror movies that like people don't talk about as much that actually might be worth a go, you know? Or
Yeah,
not. We'll find
especially if
out.
we could find some like stuff that neither of us have seen, like, because there's plenty of that shit out there.
As big of a fan of horror as I am, there's huge fucking gaps in my knowledge, for sure. So, which by the
Yeah.
way, I wanted to ask you, have you ever seen a movie called Leviathan?
Leviathan. I don't believe so.
What about Deep Star 6?
Deep Star Six.
Say that's what it's called.
No, you know what? I've had that on my watch list for a while. I don't believe I did, though. I don't believe I ever saw it.
Yeah, I have not seen either of those either, but like Leviathan in particular, I've heard it's one I've heard from several people. There's this guy I used to watch on YouTube that he would talk about all the time, like how he loves Leviathan and nobody talks about it. I was like, I should check that out.
That Rambo guy.
Yeah, Rambo Wrath. He was a big fan of Leviathan. Yeah, I mean, there might be something for us to do around Halloween
Yeah,
time.
we should definitely take a look into that. So check some of these, maybe find some old films that we haven't seen.
Yeah, like I've seen tons of horror movies, but there's so many out there that I'm sure
Yeah.
we have not seen.
I mean, they release now, like back in the 80s, they didn't do it quite as much, but like I think they said something like 600 movies are going to come out this year. Like, there's no way
Yeah.
that we could even watch all of them.
That's just one
Guess,
year. I mean,
yeah,
so
1 year. So, like, there's obviously giant holes, and sometimes we've seen some shit. We have definitely, like, there was one of those independent films that I think we watched. It was like a hand cam film with these girls in a car. I can't
oh
remember what the name of it
yes.
was. That was such garbage, though.
Five
Yes.
Across the Eyes, I want to say.
Yes. I
Which is
believe that was what it was
ridiculous.
called.
That was so bad. Oh my God.
There's a lot of that stuff out there, so but yeah, there's also a lot of good stuff, so.
Yeah, so like my idea would be like each week we each pick one movie and then we have to watch both of them and then like, so we'd have two like deep cuts each week to the review that we had both seen for possibly the first time.
Yeah, we'll try that out.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun. I mean, there's also, I mean, I could make a whole year out of horror related ideas that we could do, but that
Yeah.
sounds like a fun one.
Oh, but next week, I guess we'll be back with Alien 3 and Resurrection.
That's all I could guarantee you. That and A Monster Calls, which
Yes.
I already kind of spoiled. I didn't love it. I didn't hate it
And
either.
I'm probably going to see Guardians this weekend, so.
See, like I had a friend ask me if I wanted to go see that in the theater, and I was like, I don't know if I liked the first one enough. And I
I
don't think I
enjoyed
did because I
it.
don't remember it.
I think the soundtrack was a lot of fun, and it was more lighthearted than some of the other Marvel shit, so.
I remember liking it, but I don't know that I liked it enough that I was like,
To go see it in theaters,
yeah,
yeah.
I need to go sit 2.5 hours in the theater.
And you'll be
Yeah,
able
I
to
don't
see
know.
it in like 5 months anyway. Like, it'll be out, so.
Yeah.
But if I see that, I'll give a quick review of that before we jump into the other Alien
Sure.
movies.
Sure, sounds good. So, yeah.
All right.
We'll be back next week.
Sounds good.
More aliens.
More aliens.
Movie
Movie
dudes.
dudes. Do 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 do.